Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Something else.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today is the 10th of March of the year 2020, and that date marks the beginning of the World University Speed Skating Championships. Blink and you'll miss it. Accidentally get in the way and you'll be run over really fast by someone in spandex with knives attached to their feet. It's like roller derby, but all in one direction and with way fewer fishnets. Celebrations today include Landline Telephone Day, marking Alexander Graham Bell's first successful call, and Chag Purim Sameach, or Happy Purim to our Jewish listeners. Purim is one of the most fun holidays celebrated by the Jewish people, but is often under-recognized. It commemorates the day Esther, Queen of Persia, saved the Jewish people from execution by Haman, the advisor to the Persian king, and the inspiration for the character of Jafar in the Disney animated movie Aladdin, but not the inspiration for the character of Jafar in the live-action remake. For Ashkenazi Jews, perhaps the most widely held food tradition on Purim is eating triangular-shaped foods, because why does anyone do anything? Dress up as a queen or murderous Persian, eat a triangle, and enjoy your Purim today. Your guest today, speaking of triangles, is the most equilateral person I know, Tiff Stevenson. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm hypotenuse. I don't know. I was like, what other triangles are there? Am I shaped like a triangle? I do have a tiny head and a bigger butt. So yes, technically I am. Thanks for having me.
Everyone's a series of triangles if you look at them in the wrong way. Coming up today, we'll be looking at all the latest news in the world of television with a TV preview section today, which you'll be heading up, Tiff. But first, some headlines. And in the news today, the French government is launching a new worldwide sex ed campaign which hopes to up the sexiness of the French national image amid fears that they're losing their sexy edge. The campaign includes reminders of all the sexy things that are named after the French, including French kissing, French letters, saying swear words, aging gracefully, and Brigitte Bardot. Sexy French bigot Marine Le Pen says this is just the boost France needs to enhance its national boner on the world stage. And the latest economic report out of President Trump has been released. It is causing controversy for its very pro-monopoly stance. While Democrats have consistently proposed breaking up large companies to improve competition, Trump's economic report suggests instead all companies should form into one massive company like Voltron and go attack China or whatever. Economists at the University of Economics in Michigan have said please wait for 10 years to find out if this is a good thing or a bad thing or whatever bullshit horoscope stuff economists usually say in order to pretend they know what they're talking about. and a number of coronavirus-stricken cruise ships have been seen in the company of a massive albatross, raising concerns among both virologists and students of poetry that this is all getting very Ancient Mariner. An Ancient Mariner approach for comment said a lot of ominous shit about slimy things crawling with legs upon the slimy sea, but I think he was drunk. And that's your news headlines for today. It's now time for your ad section, because the impeachment of advertising into even our most private spaces is a feature, not a bug, of the modern world. Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Have you spent just a minute too long staring at the stars and contemplating the infinite nature of the universe and your fragmentary insignificance by comparison with its glorious scope? Are you suffering from an acute collapse of selfhood? Worried that your existential panic will derail an otherwise pretty relaxed garden party? Try stepping aside to the beverage table and getting yourself half a glass of water. Half a glass of water is the eco-friendly and ego-friendly alternative to therapy when you need a quick wet moment to bring you back into your body and back to the party. You'll be making small talk in no time with half a glass of water and a few deep breaths. Try half a glass of water, spoken by Alice Fraser for the Void Foundation of Party Time Practicalities. Half a glass of water cannot be held responsible for your conversational tedium if you have recently read postmodern philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre. Please avoid combining existential moments and half a glass of water with the presence of acoustic guitar. Whether you're vision impaired or just sick of looking at penises, Dial-A-Dick Audio Dick Pic Description Service is the service for those of us who are sick of dick pics. It's the Dick Pic Quick Fix. Every day you'll receive an audio file which lovingly describes a different penis in graphic and unexpected detail without ever assaulting your eyes. Read by a series of voice actors from the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts, every daily audio dick pic is individual, personal, and audible. You know what they say, penises are as unique as snowflakes and you can never hear them coming. That saying is no longer true with Dial-A-Dick Audio Dick Pic Description Services. Ring a dong today.
Ring ding dong. Ring a ding 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 dong.
It's the final hour of the day and you're about to go to sleep. Imagine that moment. What's under your head? It's probably a pillow, you idiot. Spark up your sleepy time routine by introducing the new shoulder pillow, a pillow shaped like and made from a live human shoulder still attached to a live human. Want your pillow to shift slightly just as you're nodding off? Invest in Shoulder Pillow, the snuggiest, shruggiest way to mix it up in the bedroom. With now 20% off for all Last Post listeners. And that is your ad section for today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story, television news. Tiff, you're always watching television. What's in the television news now?
I am glued to my TV box, except no one watches on a TV box anymore, so I'm sort of glued to my laptop or my iPhone screen. A lot of the time we just get TV previews for the coming week or month. So I'm very excited that we've managed to get our hands on some actual programming for the end of the world.
Wow.
We have a trailer here from Kendall Pestilence. Good evening, genderless life form. I hope you're having an unbad day. Please relax and clear your mind of any negative thoughts. Also, clear your mind of any positive thoughts. Thoughts are toxins that will lead you down the narrow path of cognitive awakening. Slumber, my friends. Please do not adjust your visual or audio device. You're watching programming for the end of the world. First up on the schedule, Alice, it's Grand Designs Bunker Edition and Fallout Homes Under the Hammer. Very excited about this. Presenter Susanna Susans helps a couple from Wisconsin to achieve their dream, a doomsday garrison for two. Oh my God, it's so romantic. She takes them to visit a super cute bunker in Appleton. It's a former army munitions depot with a real chic industrial feel to it. I gotta admit, I'm a sucker for these kind of like daytime TV housing shows.
I'm looking forward to that, Tiff.
Yes, you're looking forward to that. Excellent. I'm hoping they find somewhere. They seem like a nice couple. It's always a couple from Wisconsin. Also, coming up on programming for the end of the world, we have Life Hacks with Kellyanne Conway. And I believe we have a clip in we can play for this.
It's me, Kellyanne Conway. Do you ever feel like your workplace isn't homely enough? Like you want to kick your shoes off and let whatever 3,000-year-old demon that is possessing you have a little bit of me time? Here it is. I've teamed up with Ivanka for a new line of office tracksuits and press conference bathrobes. So cute, so wearable. They say casual, but take me seriously at the same time. To address the issue of how they were made, I would like to say fair trade. Notice, I would like to say they are fair trade, not that they actually are fair trade. There have been some reports of...
Oh, I don't know what happened there, Alice. This programming seems to be very, very intermittent, but there's some other shows. Would you like to hear about them?
Yes, absolutely.
We're on the schedule every night at 9 p.m. until the end of time. The Real Housewives of World Leaders. This is a reality show with Melania Trump, Sophie Trudeau, Carrie Simmons, Comrade Ri Soljoo, and Angela Merkel's husband, who they've refused to name for feminist reasons. Big behind that. In this episode that they've sent us for preview, Melania Trump tries to escape from the house by tapping out Morse code on a champagne glass, sending Boris Johnson's amour, Carrie Simmons, crazy as it's in the middle of one of her very important PR events. And Sophie and Comrade Ri fight after a psychic visits the house and predicts there will be a fight. It's very much the first season of Real Housewives of World Leaders, but they have promised they're going to do more in the Real Housewives series. Is there any that you would particularly like to see, Alice?
I mean,
Real Housewives of.
I don't. This is the problem with me, Tiff. I don't watch television on my own. I only ever watch it with other people. So my television watching choices are entirely dictated by the tastes of the people around me. If you want to watch any episode of The Real Housewives of anywhere with me, I will absolutely do that.
I mean, I'm into the Real Housewives of, is it Orange County or is it Beverly Hills? There's a couple of them. They're really good. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, you could have Orange County. There's Real Housewives of Atlanta. There should be Real Housewives of Greenford, where I grew up. I'd quite like to see that. I'd quite like to see, the Real Housewives down the Post Office Club, which is like the Labour Club, going to bingo, maybe winning at bingo, fighting over how much of their share of bingo is going to go out. That's the kind of Real Housewives I want to see. The problem is with a lot of the Real Housewives is they don't feel very real. They feel like incredibly rich people that we're getting a glimpse into their lives, you know. So I wouldn't mind seeing some Real Housewives of where I grew up.
I mean, I'd like to see Real Housewives of like the medieval era, where it would like took about 8 hours of the day to just cook and keep everything clean. Like heavy physical labor.
Yes.
And like losing a tooth for every child, that kind of thing.
Or do you lose a tooth when you have children in them? Did you? Was that a thing? I didn't know that was a thing.
That was a saying, yeah, because of nutritional deficiencies.
Oh, wow. What, so the child, like a succubus, takes away all your vitamins?
Yes. Making that metaphor real. Preparing you for how much you lose.
That seems very, very unfair. Yes, I would watch Real Housewives Medieval Edition. I would be into that. I'd like to see them making the chastity belts.
Yeah, where you're like running a castle, trying to organize supplies through the winter.
Yeah, yeah. You could have a version. You could have the rich family again. You could have the people working in the kitchen. I like the idea of that. Also on the schedule for programming for the end of the world, Cat Gogglebox. Which, as predicted, is just cats watching all of your favourite shows. Now, as we know, Alice, you're only watching what anyone else is watching. So that's going to be you, me, and 16 different cats sat in a room watching episodes of The Real Housewives and Homes Under the Hammer and Grand Design Bunker Edition.
Yeah, I would watch the heck out of that if someone would watch it with me. And that was your top story for today. Now it's time for your letters to the editor. Dear Alice and guest, that's you today, Tiff. I now spend so much time listening to podcasts which explain the news that I no longer have time to keep up with the news itself. Can you suggest a podcast for this? Yours sincerely, Jay. Tiff, you've got a solution for this.
What, a podcast that's about the news but isn't about the news?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think this man doesn't know what he wants. You know, you can either cut down your podcast and watch
like
the actual news. Or
so many of them.
Yeah, come to a podcast like this, which is just purely fact-based. No whimsy at all. Just straight down the line, facts into your face. A few ads. Bit of self-help. What more could you want?
Yeah.
Well, also, why would you watch the news? Why would you listen to the news? Why would you read the news at all? There are so many things happening in the world today, and the news is so wildly selective that it's completely unrepresentative of reality. You're better off just watching a pigeon and seeing what it thinks.
Yeah. So you either, when it comes to news, you have to either see all of it or none of it.
Yeah, exactly. All of the news or none of the news. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we will be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or try downloading tomorrow's podcast tomorrow, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to those. Your guest today was Tiff Stevenson. Tiff, have you got anything to plug?
I would like to plug my Instagram account, which is Tiff Stevenson Comic, because I put videos up on it and fun stuff like me removing a face mask with a magnet, you know, that kind of scientific, that kind of hybrid between beauty and science that everyone really, really wants to watch.
Yeah, you're the influencer that nobody asked for, but everyone needs.
Exactly. Thank you. Finally.
The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle podcast production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. My show Kronos is now on sale at the Sydney, Melbourne and Perth Comedy Festivals, so if you're in any of those cities, head online to buy the crap out of a million tickets so I can afford to keep making up and bringing you the news. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Also from Something Else.
Mel Gedroych is quilting. Listen to Mel and good friend Andy Bush as they learn a great new skill and tell some brilliant stories, all whilst having some good wholesome fun.
In a nutshell, I took a pair of scissors and I went into my husband's wardrobe. Now, this comes from a shirt that I bought him that I know he doesn't like. So I'm testing him by...
this is brilliant.
Yeah, by finding out when he discovers...
Amazing.
..that the shirt has got a big patch out of the back of it.
Wow, and which area of the shirt is this taken from?
Bottom right.
Okay.
Listen now in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all good podcast apps.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.